AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Just over a week after a deadly attack at a beach resort in Tunisia, that country's president is saying his country is not safe from further terrorist attacks. He's declared a national state of emergency to avoid what he says is a risk of collapse. In the attack, 38 people were killed. Many of them were British tourists. The state of emergency is scheduled to last a month. Greek voters are waiting for polls to open tomorrow so they can vote on a referendum on how to deal with that country's financial crisis. This tourist from Lebanon says the Greek people have a tough decision to make.
They will be independent. They will not be oppressed by other countries. They will have their independence. They can do what they want, and nobody will force them to do this or to do that.
The country faces the prospect, though, of either tougher economic restrictions tied to bailout money or handling their financial crisis on their own. There may be a break in the negotiations on Iran's nuclear program.
Diplomats have indicated that the United States and other world powers negotiating with Iran over its nuclear program have agreed tentatively on a major part of that deal, which would concern the sanctions that would be relieved from Iran as part of an agreement.
That's AP's Bradley Clapper in Vienna. On the 4th of July, the presidential candidates are out kissing babies and taking part in parades. Several GOP candidates are in New Hampshire and Vermont. While Democrat Hillary Clinton is in New Hampshire, Martin O'Malley is campaigning in Iowa. The earth moved for some people in Oregon on this 4th of July. A magnitude 4.2 earthquake struck near Springfield and Eugene. Hundreds of people reported feeling the quake this morning. Another case of vandalism involving a Confederate monument. The base of the Confederate Soldiers and Sailors Monument in Richmond, Virginia, was spray-painted with an obscenity either late Thursday or early Friday. The Jefferson Davis Monument in that city has also been vandalized. This is AP Radio News. An upset at this year's Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Coney Island.
It was eat or be beaten, and the reigning eight-time champion Joey Chestnut just could not down enough dogs to beat out Matthew Stoney, who ate 62 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Chestnut only ate 60. Stoney now takes possession of the title as well as the coveted mustard yellow belt and $10,000 in prize money. But just as the winner was being announced, protesters put up signs saying, "Can the taste justify the killing?" At the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest in Coney Island, I'm Julie Walker.
President Obama is hosting a barbecue at the White House today for military families. He's also gotten a message from Russian President Vladimir Putin, who sent him a telegram with 4th of July greetings. In it, he also expressed confidence that the U.S. and Russia will be able to work together on international problems. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.